Exercise 3, page 166.
Good evening, viewers. Welcome to the show. Today, scientist Paul Selden joins me in the studio to talk about an exciting new fossil discovery. Paul, what exactly have scientists found?
Scientists have found the fossil of a spider that lived 165 million years ago. The spider has been named Nephila jurassica because it lived in the Jurassic period. That is, back when dinosaurs ruled the planet and before birds evolved. It has a body length of 2.5 centimetres and a leg span of 8.4 centimetres, which makes it the largest fossilised spider found to date.
Where was this spider discovered?
In China. Let me just make clear that Nephila jurassica is not the oldest fossil spider ever found. Fossils of two unrelated species of spider were dug up in England some years ago that are 310 million years old. Nephila jurassica is special simply because of its size.
Is Nephila jurassica related to any spiders that exist today?
Yes, Nephila jurassica is the ancestor of modern-day golden orb weave spiders. We know this because we see small pieces of hair like fibres on its legs, which tells us it belongs to the golden orb weave family. Today's golden orb weave spiders are usually found in the tropics. They are big enough to catch birds and bats and spin silk webs that shine like gold in the sunlight. Interestingly, Nephila jurassica is about the same size as modern-day golden orb weave spiders.
What did this big spider eat?
Well, there were many medium and large flying insects around during the Jurassic period, so, like other spiders of the time, it probably fed off these. It's unlikely it would have eaten small animals as its relatives do today, because the smallest dinosaurs were the size of pigeons, which was too large.
Is this fossil a male or female spider?
Because it's so large, we think it's a female.
Why is it that female spiders are often so much larger than males?
One word, reproduction. The larger a female's body size, the more eggs she can lay. Males don't have the babies, so they don't need to get so big. Of course, the problem with getting bigger is it takes you longer to reach maturity, so females aren't ready to reproduce as young as males are. Thus, because females put off maturity, they are more likely to die before they get a chance to reproduce than are males. But it's worth the risk because by becoming enormous, females can have thousands of babies.
Thank you for that interesting information, Paul.